五十节到五十六节，在这帮他们。对，五十节到五十六节。Maybe I read the whole. Okay, fine. Okay. Yeah. 我帮大家读一下哈，大家都看到了吗？都翻到了啊。路加福音的二十三章五十节到五十六节，有一个人名叫约瑟，是个义士，为人善良公义，众人所谋所为他并没有服从。他本是犹太亚利马太城里素常盼望神国的人，这人去见比拉多求耶稣的身体，就取下来用细麻布裹好，安放在石头凿成的坟墓里，那里头从来没有葬过人。那日是预备日，安息日也快到了。那些从加利利和耶稣同来的妇女跟在后面，看见了坟墓和他的身体怎样安放，他们就回去预备了香料香膏。他们在安息日便遵着诫命安息了。
Now before we talk about the burial, how the Lord was buried and who buried him, I'd like to turn to another scripture first.
我们先在这个看认真看耶稣的埋葬之前呢，我们先看另外的一节经文。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章，这个找不到的人，我们可以先等会儿，我可以帮大家读，没关系。对，你们先不用翻到那，你还是留在，我帮大家读出来。哥林多前书十五章，能找的人自己找过去哈。
And then verses 3 and 4.
然后三节和四节。First Corinthians 15:3 and 4, right? Okay. 哥林多前书十五章三节和四节，我帮大家读哈。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了，为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
Normally, when we think of what Christ has done for us and the work of God for us, we think of the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
当我们常常想到耶稣替我们死的那件事的时候呢，我们一般就会想到他的死和复活。
But here, when the Apostle Paul gives a summary of the work of the, or the a summary of the gospel,He mentions in the middle is the burial of the Lord Jesus.
这里呢，保罗跟我们讲到了一个关于耶稣基督的福音的一个主要的部分。然后他讲了三个部分，当中那个就是埋葬。
What would be the importance of this, the burial, the to be mentioned in this account?
那为什么保罗在这里要特别提到埋葬这件事情？那有什么重要的意义吗？
The burial of the Lord Jesus was very, very important.
耶稣的埋葬非常非常的重要。
Because we read that he died for our sins, in the sense that he bore our sins in his own body on the cross.
然后呢，我们都读到他在这之前的经文里面，他为我们的罪死了。然后用他的身体呢承担了一切的苦难。
You recall that when he suffered in those 3 hours of darkness, that was when God was putting all mankind's sin on his son.
我们都知道那三个小时黑暗的时刻在十字架上是上帝把一切人罪所带来公义审判的。这些审判呢，放在了耶稣的身上。
It was a judicial act.
这是一个审判的行为。
Whereby a holy God was transferring a guilty human sin upon his holy son.
那就是因着上帝圣灵把人应该有的那些受惩罚的罪。全部放到了耶稣身上来让耶稣接受审判。
It's It's a picture that's so far removed from our normal thinking that it's hard to understand.
这是一个图像呢，我们几乎不太能理解，因为实在太超乎我们的想象，太感动了。
Let's take a human example.
然后我们用人来做比方。
There is a man who is accused of murder.
然后有一个人他被指控杀人。
He was seen by many witnesses.
然后呢也有很多的证人。
He even admitted his guilt.
然后他也承认了他的罪。
And so there's no question now this man is guilty of murder.
然后呢现在对这个人来说呢定他死罪定他杀人的罪是没有任何的疑问了。
Now the judge, when he's brought before the judge, he's absolutely guilty.
然后呢当他被带到审判官面前来说的时候呢他肯定是完全有罪的。
And in this country that I have imagined, the punishment for murder is death, execution.
比如在现在这个国家那杀人罪的惩罚相应的惩罚就是死刑。
Now, let's suppose that the man is standing before the judge and he is absolutely guilty.
我们假设有一个人死刑杀人犯他站在法官面前他是全然的有罪。
But the judge, instead of sending the man away to his execution, he takes his only son,He's got one son whom he loves. And he says, execute my son in the place of this murder and let this murderer go through free.
然后呢这个法官并没有定这个杀人犯的罪他只有一个独生子他把他的独生子定了死罪他说他来接受杀人的刑罚然后让这个杀人犯走吧。
Now, in human terms, that,could never happen. That would never ever happen.
在人的这个理解里面，这是从来不可能发生的，或者不能理解。
It's beyond our imagination that a judge would do this.
这是超过我们的想象，一个审判官会这么做。
And that's what God did for us.
这就是上帝为我们所做的。
We are condemned to die.
因为我们是因着自己的罪被定了死罪。
It says, the Bible says, the wages of sin is death.
因为圣经说呢，罪的工价，就是说罪的代价就是死。
That's why in every city, there's a cemetery.
就是说呢，每一个审判的结果就是死刑啊，就是我们每一个人都要接受这个审判。
We might say that this is not the land of the living, this is the land of the dying.
这并不是一个，所以这个地上其实并不是一个活的地，它是一个将死的这个地啊，就是全地全世界。
And death is the end of every one of us, or will be the end of every one of us.
因为有一件事情就是每一个人都是要死，这是一个最终的结局，每个人都要接受。
So you can argue and say, well, I'm not a sinner.
你可以说，哎，我不是一个罪人。
I've never broken God's laws.
我从来没有违反上帝的律法。
I have lived a perfect life.
我过了一个特别棒的生活。
Well, we could say to you then, I guess you will never die.
那我会说呢，那你这样可能你就永远不死了。
But of course we know that's impossible. We have all sinned.
但我们都看见这是不可能的。
And the result is death.
因为我们每一个人都是有罪的，罪的工价，罪的结果就是死。
But God loves us.
但是神爱我们。
And to demonstrate how much He loves us, He sent His only Son into the world.
为了表明他的爱，他有多爱我们，他把他的独生子赐给我们。
His Son was born of a woman.
然后耶稣呢就他的独生子是从一个女人生的在地上的时候道成肉身的时候。
His father was God himself.
他的父是天父是上帝。
He had no earthly father.
他没有地上的父亲。
So he had no sin within him.
所以我们没有在耶稣里面找到罪。
He was the sinless, spotless Lamb of God.
他是完全无罪的、无瑕的神的羔羊。
And so he came into the world for the one purpose.
所以他来到世界呢, 其实只有一个目的,
to give his life up as a sacrifice for man's sin.
是把自己的生命作为一个祭物, 献上, 为了所有人的罪, 献上。
And so that's why he ended on the cross.
这是为什么他最后是在十字架上结束一生的。
To accomplish the will of his father.
而去实现他父亲的意愿和旨意。
We read John 3:16. What does it say?
我们都读过约翰福音3章16节，他讲什么呢？
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should never perish, but have everlasting life.
就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And so now we have a God who knows all our sins that we are ever going to commit, past, present, and future sins.
所以我们现在有个上帝，他知道我们在过去、现在、将来曾经犯过的一切的错、罪。
Because God is eternal, He knows the beginning from the end.
因为神是永恒的，他是从亘古到永远，从开始到最后，他都知道的。
The future is the same to him as the past.
因为未来对于他来说就和过去是一样的。
And so, when the Lord Jesus hung on the tree, God made him to be sin. He placed all our sins upon him.
所以当耶稣基督被挂在十字架上的时候，上帝就把他成为，让他成为罪，成为我们的罪，而被惩罚。
There was not one sin that was not placed on the Lord Jesus.
没有一个罪没有被放在耶稣身上来接受惩罚。
The scripture in 2 Corinthians says he was made sin for us.
然后在第二哥林多后书里面讲，他说他为我们成为罪。
He who knew no sin was made sin for us.
那不知道罪的。 那一位，他没有犯过罪的那一位，却为我们成为罪。
So he died not for his own sin.
所以他并不是为他自己的罪死的。
As we must.
而我们应该是这样。
But he died for our sin.
但是他为我们的罪死的。
So that we can have our sins forgiven.
这样的话，我们才有可能让我们的罪得赦，得赦。
Now, in that hypothetical case that I gave earlier about the judge who gave his son for the murderer. His son's life, that would satisfy the law, wouldn't it?
对我们刚才讲的那个例子，那个假设的例子，那个法官把他自己的儿子给出去的那个例子呢？他儿子的死能够满足律法审判的要求，对不对？
If the son was willing to die in the place of the murderer,
如果这个法官的儿子他自己是愿意自愿的为这个杀人犯来受死的话，这是可以的。
And the Lord Jesus was willing to come and take your place in mine.
耶稣基督就是这样，他愿意来到我们的位置上替我们死。But
because he knew that that was the only way that you and I could be rescued, could be saved.
因为他知道这是唯一的方式，你和我能够得救，能够重生。Now
we get back to our Gospel Luke.
让我们回到路加的那一段。And
the burial of the Lord Jesus.
然后就是关于耶稣的安葬这一部分。Why
is it necessary to emphasize the burial?
为什么很重要来强调安葬这一刻呢？
We talk about the death of the Lord Jesus. That's very important. He bore our sins.
我们讲到了关于耶稣的死，这是非常重要，因为他承担了我们的罪。And
when he was bearing our sins, God caused a darkness to come over the whole earth for 3 hours.
当他为我们罪来承担审判的时候呢，上帝让全地整个全地球有三个小时的黑暗。Now
then the question is, where did our sins go?
那问题是我们的罪去哪了呢？
And that's why the burial is important.
这就是为什么埋葬很重要。
Our sins were buried with him.
我们的罪和他一起埋葬了。
He bore them on the cross. He paid the penalty for our sin, but then he was buried to carry them away.
然后他在十字架上替我们承担了罪的刑罚，然后他埋葬了，罪就跟他一起埋葬了。
Just like his body, it was buried out of the sight of man.
这就像我们的身体，当我们死的时候，我们就埋葬，跟随我们的离开我们的人，就离开我们的灵，就埋葬。
And so in the Old Testament, we read also about God, because of the death of Christ, has forgotten our sins.
因为我们在旧约，我们读到我们的神呢，忘记了我们的罪。
As we read, their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more forever.
因为他说呢，所有那些旧约预言讲的，他说所有那些过犯啊，我不再纪念了。
And so in that symbolic way, when the Lord Jesus was buried, our sins were buried with him.
所以以一个象征性的方式呢，耶稣埋了，然后我们的罪就跟随他一起埋了。
And not only that, but we were buried with him as well.
同时呢，我们也跟他一起埋葬了。
When he died, we died.
因为当他死的时候，我们也死了。
As a Christian,
作为一个基督徒来说
，we give up our life as it were when we become a Christian.
我们当我们成为一个基督徒的时候，我们把我们的生命也给了他。
It's no longer my life.
因为不再是我的生命了。
It's the new life that he has given to me.
这是一个新的生命，他给我的。
Where's my old life?
我们的旧的生命在哪呢？
Buried with Jesus.
和他一起埋葬。
That's what we read in Romans chapter 6. Buried with him. Now baptism doesn't save a person. But what it is, it's how we identify with the Lord Jesus in his death and burial.
这就是为什么我们会有受洗。那受洗本身不是救人的那个点啊，是相信是救人的点。但是呢，这是我们跟神在埋葬上联系的点，因为我们受洗就是在死上，在埋葬上跟他连接了。
It's a very accurate picture of what has taken place, when we believe in the Lord Jesus.
这是一个非常清晰的图像，我们得救的时候，相信耶稣基督得救的时候的情形。
You see.The last time the world saw Jesus was when? When he hung on the cross. When he was taken down. After he was buried, they saw him no more.
因为耶稣在十字架上的时候，然后他们把他拿下来，然后当人最后看到他的时候，当他被埋葬了，他就看不见他了。
So as far as the world is concerned,The Christian worships a dead person.
所以在地上的人看来呢，基督徒其实敬拜的是一个死人。
Some branches of Christianity, in ignorance and unbelief, they put a crucifix of a dead Christ up on a wall.
有的基督教的宗派，他们甚至在他们对圣经的这个理解出了偏差的这个情况下，他们会把一个十字架上。会放一个还是在那受难的耶稣。
But the Christian doesn't worship a dead Christ. We worship a living one.
但是我们实际上不是在敬拜一个死了的基督，我们是敬拜一个活着的基督。
But as far as the world is concerned, they think Christians are worshiping a man who has died.
但是世界呢会认为基督徒在敬拜一个已经死了的人。
And there's a sense in which We too, when we believe, we leave our old lives in the grave where the Lord Jesus was buried.
对于我们来说，当我们信的时候，其实我们就把我们的旧生命留在了跟耶稣基督一样留在了坟墓里。
Now we're going to look at a man here named Joseph of Arimathea.
我们来看一个人叫亚利马太的约瑟。
He also was buried with Jesus in a sense.
然后他也是在跟随耶稣来埋葬的。
And we read about him there, in verse 50, that this man was called Joseph, he was a member of the council.
50节说呢，有一个人名叫约瑟，他是一个议事，是一个那个议员，当时的。
That council, of course, was the Sanhedrin, the governing body of the Jews in Jerusalem at that time.
然后他这个是一个当时的公会的议员，是当时犹太人的公会。
Now, being a member of that council, it was the same council that condemned the Lord Jesus to death.
然后这个公会也是那个把耶稣钉死罪的那个公会。
But we read in another gospel that he did not consent to the decision of that council.
然后我们从另外的这个地方看见哈，他其实并没有在定耶稣罪的那个会议上他出现，他并没有参与。
I think we read it in Matthew chapter 27, we read about Joseph. He had become a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
马太二十七章呢，就讲到约瑟成为
Matthew chapter 27, verse 57.
马太二十七章的五十七节呢，就讲到他其实是耶稣的门徒。
What we read about Joseph there is that he was a rich man.
我们这里读到关于约瑟的事情呢，我们看见他是一个财主。
And he had become a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
然后他成为耶稣基督的门徒。
Those are two interesting features about this man that we've learned in Matthew.
那这是马太福音告诉我们两个关于约瑟的很重要的这个信息。
And then in, I believe it is John chapter 19, we read about Joseph of Arimathea.
然后我们在约翰福音的十九章我们会读到，也读到关于这个人哈。
About him being John chapter 19 and verse 38.
然后十九章的三十八节。
Joseph of Arimathea, he was a disciple of the Lord Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews.
然后三十八节说，这事以后呢，有亚利马太人约瑟，他是耶稣的门徒，只因怕犹太人，就暗暗的做门徒。
And so, there if we go back to the Gospel of Luke again,
然后我们回到路加福音呢，
we read there in verse 50 again,We read that he was a disciple of the Lord in John and Matthew. We read that he was a rich man, a wealthy man. And then in verse 50 again, we find that we read there that he was a good and an upright man.
然后呢，这里我们在前面两个福音书读到，他是一个什么？他是一个义士哈，他是一个公会的议员。然后呢？他是跟随耶稣的门徒，他也是个财主，然后这有很多关于他的这个信息。
Verse 51, we read that he had not,
51节读到呢，
he had not consented to the decision and action of the council.
51节读到他众人所谋所为的，他并没有服从。
And the last thing we learn about Joseph of Arimathea is the last line in verse 51.
然后呢，最后一件事我们了解这个人的是五十一节的后半段。
It says he was waiting for the kingdom of God.
他是在城里素常盼望神国的人。
Now he was a man, a godly man that was waiting for the Messiah to come.
他是一个属神的人，一直在等候那个弥赛亚要来的。
And so not all the leaders
并不是所有。并不是所有的宗教领袖都拒绝了耶稣啊。
We find that Joseph, a very wealthy man, a very powerful man, and prominent in the community, he was a disciple.
我们看见一个有权势的，有威望的，有钱的一个义士哈，在领袖啊，在当时也他，但是他是接受耶稣的。
But in John we read that he was a disciple secretly because he feared the Jews.
但是我们从约翰福音都知道，他其实是暗暗的成为门徒，因为他害怕犹太人的迫害。
Now this is a very important point.
这是非常重要的点。
This became a crisis in Joseph's life.
因为这个会成为约瑟生命当中的一个危机。
He was a good man, and it says that he was an upright man.
他是一个好人，他也是个正直的人。
In other words, his conscience was still awake.
这就意味着他里面的良心是还是活着的。
He was waiting for the kingdom of God. He believed God.
他是在等候神的国，因为他相信神。
When he saw what Jesus did and heard what he said, he was convinced in his own heart that this was the very Messiah, the sent one of God.
当他看见耶稣所做的这一切，听见他所说的，他就确认这就是那个弥赛亚，在他在等的那个。
But he was a very wealthy man.
但他是个非常有钱的人。
He had a position in the nation.
他在这个国家有一个地位。
He was respected by all the high people in that nation.
他在这个国家里受很多坐在高位的人的尊重。
He had a seat among the 70 top men in the country.
他有一个70个，在当时有个70个长老，他是在70个长老的之一。
And he had a fear in his heart that he would be found out to be a disciple because all the rest had condemned him to death.
他在那个时候特别害怕，他也被发现是耶稣的门徒，因为当时所有其他的那些宗教领袖都一致同意要把耶稣治死定死。
What was he going to do?
那他怎么办呢？
He'd made provisions for everything in his life, including a burial place for his own body when he should die.
他把他一切的都给出来了，尤其是他准备埋自己身体的那个坟墓，他也给了耶稣。
He had a tomb prepared, hewn out of or cut out of solid limestone.
因为他自己为自己预备了一个坟墓，是在那个一个非常坚硬的花岗岩里挖出来的一个洞。
It would be like a place where a rich man would be buried.
这是只有一个富人才能够有的这个条件。
And it was there. That he had made. No one else had ever been buried. It was a brand new tomb.
而且呢，这个是他挖的一个新坟，从来没有任何人在里面埋过。
And he made a decision that day.
然后他那天要做一个决定。
His decision was that he would bury the body of the Lord Jesus in his own tomb.
他的决定就是他要把耶稣基督埋在他自己的坟墓。
Because he was going to do a very public thing.
因为他要做一个这件事就要做得非常公开了。
He was going to publicly go to the Roman governor and ask for the body of the Lord Jesus.
因为他要公开的去问罗马的总督要耶稣基督的身体，就是尸体了。
The body that was cursed, because cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. That's what the Jewish tradition is.
这个身体是被咒诅的，因为在当时的这个犹太人的律法里面，凡挂在木头上的都是被咒诅的。
Crucifixion was for the worst of criminals.
然后十字架的刑罚是对最糟糕的这些罪犯的刑罚。
And normally, those that had been crucified, they had just been cast into a mass grave.
我们都知道，在当时那些被十字架钉死的囚犯，最终的结局一般都是直接丢到那个很多的这个很多人埋的那个坟岗乱葬岗去了。
No proper burial.
没有一个好的埋葬的这个过程。
So when Joseph of Arimathea, being an important man, could go in and demand an audience to the Roman governor.
然后呢，亚利马太的约瑟呢，他自己公开的到那个总督面前去呢，问他要耶稣基督的身体。
In verse 52, we read there, going to Pilate, the Roman governor.
52节我们就看见他去见比拉多，比拉多就是罗马的总督。
He asked for the body.
要求耶稣的身体。
Of Jesus. The word there, asked for, means actually begged for the body of the Lord Jesus.
这里说的求呢，实际上是有请求、恳求的这个意思啊，并不是说你给我吧，不是这个意思，他是要。
And now Joseph's life would forever be changed.
然后约瑟的生命呢，在这一刻就要全部改变了。
You might say that Joseph was buried with the Lord Jesus.
你很可能会这么说，约瑟其实也是跟耶稣一起埋葬了自己。
Because he would never occupy the same position in the nation again.
因为他在这之后。他就在这个国家里再也没有能够留住他自己的官位了。
I mean, even at the feast that was coming up, he would be defiled having touched the body of a dead man.
因为即便是当天要晚上逾越节的晚餐啊，他逾越节的盛宴啊，他们都没有办法再吃了，因为他摸了耶稣的身体啊，已经是不洁净了。
What would that matter? Because Jesus Christ was going to rise again.
但是那个又有什么问题呢？因为耶稣要复活了。
But Joseph didn't know that.
但约瑟并不知道那个耶稣的复活，在那个时候不知道。
Joseph was actually dying, as it were, when the Lord Jesus died. When he made that decision, he died to the world.
所以当约瑟做了那个决定的时候呢，他其实已经决定和主一起死了，向这个世界死了。
He would lose his reputation.
因为他就会失去他的声望。
He would lose his position.
失去他的地位。
He would be an outcast from all the society that he once knew.
他会被他所熟悉的这个身边的这个社会所抛弃。
It was a great cost.
这是个非常大的代价。
But he wasn't alone.
但他不是孤单的。
There was another man too.
还有一个人也在一起。
In some ways, even higher ranking than Joseph.
从某种程度来说呢，比约瑟呢更加要地位要高。
His name was Nicodemus.
他的名字叫尼哥底母。
John chapter 19.
这就是我们来看约翰福音的十九章。约翰福音十九章。
Now verse 38. Again, we'll read later. Joseph of Arimathea asked Pilate for the body of Jesus. Now Joseph was a disciple of Jesus, but secretly because he feared the Jews. But with Pilate's permission, he came and took the body away. And notice this, he was accompanied by Nicodemus, the man who earlier had visited Jesus at night. And Nicodemus brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 75 pounds, taking Jesus' body. The two of them wrapped it with spices and strips of linen. This was in accordance with the Jewish burial customs. So 38 to 40, if you would.
Okay, yes. 这是以后38节到40节。这是以后有亚利马太人约瑟是耶稣的门徒，只因怕犹太人，就暗暗地做门徒。他来求比拉多，要把耶稣的身体领去。比拉多允准，他就把耶稣的身体领去了。又有尼哥底母，就是先前夜里去见耶稣的，带着没药和沉香，约有100金钱来。他们就照犹太人殡葬的规矩，把耶稣的身体用细麻布加上香料裹好了。
There's Nicodemus. As I say, he in some ways he was even in a higher classification than Joseph of Arimathea.
所以尼哥底母，这就我刚才讲的，按照某种程度来说，他比亚利马太的约瑟的地位在当时的社会里要更高。
Not only was Nicodemus a member of the ruling council,
他不但是这个统治的这个议会啊，这个议院的议员
，but he was also called the
teacher,
foremost teacher in Israel.
他也同样被称为 犹太人的老师，就是那一个老师，就是犹太人里面老师里面最大的。
In other words, if there is a question about the Old Testament scriptures and their and how they should be applied, the final authority in Israel at that time was this man Nicodemus.
如果在当时，如果当时的人对旧约的圣经有什么疑问，那所有人最后的解释的权柄就是在这个人叫尼哥底母的人身上。
It would be like the dean of a faculty at a university.
他相当于呢，在当时的这个那个学这个的学圣经的这个学校里，他是那个系主任，他是那个权威的系主任。对。
And so when these two very high-ranking men came.
所以他们两个呢，都是非常地位在当时显明的地位非常高的人。
And Nicodemus must have been wealthy as well.
然后尼哥底母也一定很有钱。
He brought 75 pounds, that's about 40 or 35 kilograms of very expensive spices.
所以他带着大约有75磅哈，就相当于是对100斤左右的这个墨药和香料来啊，这是非常贵的哈，非常贵重的。
Now it says here that they and back in Luke chapter 23 again and verse 53.
我们回到刚才读的路加的五十三节啊，二十三章五十三节。
It says they took the body of Jesus down from the cross.
他们就把耶稣的身体取下来。
And they wrapped it in linen cloth.
用细麻布裹好。
Now in John we read that it was strips of cloth. Because what they would do, the Jewish method of burying, as we read there in John's Gospel, is they would take each limb. They would rip the linen in strips.
所以当时是怎么裹法呢？就是按照他们的习惯呢，是他们要把一个大的亚麻布哈，要撕成一个个布条。
And then they would wrap each limb in with these strips of cloth, and in between the wrappings, they would put the spices and the ointments.
然后呢，他会用这个布条呢，把身体裹起来，然后裹的过程当中呢，他们会里面放那个沉香和墨药。
And then once the limb, individual limbs were wrapped, then they were, the whole body was then wrapped around like a mummy.
然后呢整个身体裹好了以后呢，它整个身体会在外面再裹一层，就像一个木乃伊一样再裹一层。
And then last of all, the head was wrapped in like a turban. The whole head wrapped in a turban.
然后呢整个头也全部再裹一圈。
And so,that's how they would do it. Then it says they placed his body in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid.
然后他们把细麻布裹好以后，就安放在石头凿成的坟墓里，那里头从来没有葬过人。
And then in verse 54, we read it was preparation day. That is the day before the Sabbath, when they got everything ready before the Sabbath day.
然后我们都知道呢，五十四节讲到那日是预备日。就是安息日前面的那一日。
And that Sabbath day was very important to the Jews. That was the day they did no work. They rested on that Sabbath day.
安息日是非常对那个犹太人重要的，在那天他们不能做任何的工，他们要安息。
So the Jewish day would start at 6 o'clock in the evening.
所以一个犹太人的一天呢，他是晚上的六点钟开始的。
Not like ours. Our day starts...Our new day starts at after midnight.
所以我们的一天是从午夜的零点开始的。
Their new day started as when the sun went down.
他们的一天是从太阳下山开始的。
Which in that part of the world is normally around 6 o'clock.
那一般来说，在那个地方的那个太阳下山的时间就差不多就晚上六点。
And they had, but the Lord Jesus, we read at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.That was when he yielded up his spirit after crying out with a loud voice, finished. The work had been complete.
我们都知道耶稣在十字架上最后喊说成了，然后把灵魂交付天父的那一个时间点是在下午三点钟。
So in those 3 hours from 3 o'clock in the afternoon till it's sundown, Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus were very busy.
所以从三点到太阳下山的这个六点，这三个小时里面呢，约瑟和尼哥底母是非常忙的。
Nicodemus had to go, or Joseph of Arimathea had to go in and get permission for the body to be taken down.
然后呢，亚利马太的约瑟需要进去，从那个比拉多那得到允准去取这个身体。
We read in another place that Pilate then had to confirm with the commanding officer whether Jesus was already dead.
然后呢，我们从另外的福音的读到另外一个细节。是当时当约瑟进去问那个比拉多总督要是身体的时候，比拉多要跟兵丁来确认是不是耶稣已经死了。
Then the report would have to come back to Pilate.
然后呢，这个报告的兵丁要回到比拉多这确认，告诉他耶稣的确死了。
And Joseph of Arimathea then would have to act very quickly. He and his servants and Nicodemus would take the body down.
然后呢？亚利马太的约瑟他必须得动作非常快，要他和他的仆人和尼哥底母才在那个得到允准命令之后才能把耶稣的身体取下来。
They would take it away and the body would be washed.
因为他们要拿下来之后要洗。
All the blood stains washed away.
所有的血渍都要洗掉。
Then that precious body would be wrapped very tenderly and lovingly in those cloths and spices.
然后这尊贵的身体呢，要完完全全的他们的方法要全部裹好啊，在沉香和没药里。
And then laid in Joseph's own tomb.
然后放在约瑟自己的坟墓里。
And so we read there that also when he was buried in that tomb, it was a fulfillment of a scripture that had been made of by a prophet 700 years before.
然后这样的一个细节，其实在700年前的一个先知的书里面呢，已经预言到了。
Isaiah 53.
那就是以赛亚书的53章，我帮大家读哈，没有的没关系。旧约的先知书，以赛亚书53章。
Isaiah 53, you need to read this prophecy which was written 700 years before Christ.
我们要读到这样的预言是在耶稣来之前的700年前。
And how very explicit, how very carefully all the prediction, the prophecy concerning the Lord Jesus, his sufferings,His death and his burial and his resurrection, all found in this chapter.
所以这一章呢，在以赛亚书五十三章讲到很多关于他受审、他受难，然后他的定死，他的死亡以及他的埋葬，讲了非常准确的细节。
He says in verse 3, he was despised and rejected by men.
第三节他说他被藐视、被人厌弃。
He was a man of sorrows.
他是多受痛苦的一个人。
And he was familiar with suffering.
然后他常经忧患的一个人。
And then it says in verse 4, surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows.
第四节就说他诚然担当了我们的忧患，背负了我们的痛苦。
Wherever he went, he carried the sorrows and the sufferings of the human race.
不管他去哪里，他都承担了我们的人类的忧患和痛苦。
Yet he says we consider him stricken by God.
因为我们却以为他受责罚是被神击打苦待了。
Those sorrows and infirmities, they were as a result of our sin.
但是那些的忧患和痛苦其实是我们自己罪的后果。
But God punished his own son for that very sin.
但是上帝却因为这样的罪来惩罚他自己的儿子。
It says in verse 5, he was pierced for our transgressions.
然后第五节呢，他说，他为我们的过犯受害。
The soldier thrust his spear into the side of the Lord Jesus.
因为那个兵丁在耶稣身肋旁又扎了一下，用枪扎了一下。
And it says there, he was crushed for our iniquities.
然后他为我们的罪孽呢被压伤。
The punishment that brought us peace was upon him.
因为他的受的刑罚，我们得平安。
So God's punishment against sin fell on him that we might have peace with God.
所以上帝把他的公义的审判放在耶稣身上，那让我们得着和神的和好和平安。
We can only comment very briefly. Verse 6.
让我们很简单的再过一下第六节。
It says, we all like sheep have gone astray.
我们都如羊走迷了。
Each of us has turned to his own way.
个人都偏行己路。
And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
See, we went our way, but he went his way. His way was to the cross.
然后我们走我们的原来的路，但他却定义要走他的路，他的路就是上十字架。
Our way was away from God.
我们的路是远离神的路。
His way was to do the will of God.
他的路是要顺服神旨意的路。
And then suffer for us.
然后为我们的苦难为我们的罪来受难。
We can't go over the whole one, but we'd like to just look at that where about his grave.
我们不会没有时间看全部的这个五十三章，我们看那个关于埋葬的和坟墓的那一节。
It says,
verse 9.
He was.Yes, verse 9. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death.
然后第九节的后半段他说，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。
He died hanging on a cross between two other crosses.
因为他会被钉死在那个十字架，是和另外两个被钉的犯人在一起的。
Those that hung on either side of him were men that had been accused and convicted of murder and robbery and insurrection.
那两个跟他一起钉死的犯人呢，就是完完全全为了他们自己的罪，他是被定罪，他们是抢劫犯，他们是真正该死的人，是罪犯。
And those men admitted it.
然后他们也承认了自己的罪。
The one thief said, "We have done." We suffer for what we have done, but this man has done nothing.
然后有一个当中的一个罪犯说呢，我们受难是因为我们自己，但是这个人他指着耶稣，他什么也没有做。
So he not only died with the wicked, but it says he was assigned a grave with the rich in his death.
然后他不但这里讲到他是和恶人同埋，就是和恶人一起死的，他还这里提到。是和财主放在一个坟墓里的。
And so he's placed in the rich man's grave.
所以他是放在一个财主的这个坟墓里的，就是亚利马太约瑟的坟墓里的。
In that remarkable prediction there by Isaiah.
所以这就是以赛亚书已经提到的一个准确的预言了。
You have something you want to say?
Yes, I wouldn't mind saying a couple of things. This morning, I was just looking up the prophecies concerning Jesus. And there are over 25 prophecies in the Old Testament.
今天早晨呢，我在读一些关于这个耶稣的那个预言哈，有大约25个这个关于耶稣死的预言，关于耶稣的预言 25.
Over 25,
就超过25个关于耶稣的预言。
I was reading, maybe there might be more.
应该会更多啊，但是我知道的至少有这么些。
But it's interesting that Lord's word says according to the scripture.
这非常有意思，耶稣说呢，按照圣经说，我要什么样。
All these things that were taking place were written down already.In the Old Testament.
所有这些要发生的事呢，在旧约里面就已经写下来了。
God has control of everything. And he knows what the future is, and he has control of the future.
上帝其实掌管一切，他知道未来要发生什么事情，但他同时也掌管着这个事情的进程。
You know, it says of this man Joseph that he was looking for the kingdom. He was waiting for the kingdom of God.
我们看见这个人叫约瑟呢，他是一直盼望神国的一个人。
And remember, there was an old man who was also waiting. His name was Simeon.
我们都知道，在路加福音还有一个老人，他也在等候神的国，他的名字叫西缅。
You know, sometimes my wife says, "Go and get something out of the cupboard," and I go to the cupboard and I can't see it. I can't see it. It's right in front of me, but I can't see it.
有的时候我太太跟我说你去拿一个什么东西，然后呢我去，其实那些东西就在我面前，但我总是看不见它。
Because I'm thinking something else.
因为我脑子里在想别的事。
These people were waiting for the Messiah to come.
然后这些人其实一直在等候弥赛亚要来呀。
So they recognize that this is the Messiah.
然后他们也认出这是弥赛亚了。
Other people were not waiting for the Messiah. They could not see this Messiah.
所以那剩下的其他的当时在那些人呢，他们其实不是在等候弥赛亚，所以他们就看不见弥赛亚。
They saw the great miracles that he was doing, bringing people back to life again from the dead. People that were blind were seeing again. People that had leprosy were being cleaned. They were cleansed.
耶稣做了很多神迹的事啊，让死人复活，让瞎子看见，让大麻风得医治。
They could see that these were the signs of the Messiah.
然后他们会看见，这就是从弥赛亚才能有的神迹。
Nobody has control of life except the one who created life.
没有人能够控制生命啊，除了那一位创造生命的。
And they recognized that he was the Lord of life.
因为他们就认出来，这一个人呢，就是生命的主。
So Joseph and Nicodemus.Were honorable men. They were honest men. They had a good reputation in society and the place where they worked amongst their council and in the religious council as well. They were honorable men. People had respect for them.
啊，这两个人呢，约瑟和尼哥底母，他们都是非常尊贵的人。他们是在当时，有钱而且备受大家尊敬的人。
Normally.When people got crucified on the cross, they did something very bad. They were criminals, and they were judged, and they were put to death in judgment.
一般来说，在那个时候，如果人到被钉十字架的程度，他一定是做了非常糟糕的事，然后接受了公义的审判，然后就去处死。
The soldiers would take their body down, and they would take it outside of Jerusalem.A place that was like a garbage dump that was burning all the time. They would burn the refuse there. They would throw the bodies into the garbage dump.
所以正常的他们那时候怎么处理这个尸体呢？士兵会把这尸体拿下来丢到那个一个谷里去。那个谷其实是丢垃圾的，而且是一直在烧所以所有的垃圾全部丢在那个是耶路撒冷城外的一个谷。新嫩子。
Jesus is a holy man, and God would not allow sinners or soldiers to put their hands on him, on his body. They found he had two just men, Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea, righteous men, honorable men, that put their hands on him and took him down in love.
但是神是圣洁的，然后上帝会安排两个，上帝不会让那个兵丁那么粗鲁的对待耶稣的身体，他会安排两个神的忠实的仆人去把他从十字架上取下来埋葬。
See, it doesn't matter what the world thinks is good. If I want to try to please the world and so that the world will think I am good, it doesn't matter. It matters what God thinks is good. What God thinks is good.Is far better than what man thinks is good. These two men They didn't care about the council and the people that had condemned Jesus. Because they did not consent to that. They said, no, he should not die. He's a just man. Why should he die with the criminals? He did not commit any sin. He did not do any robbery. He did not kill anybody. He went about doing good to all the people, loving them. Why should he be put to death? These two men did not consent, and they were high authority.
所以我们要看的并不是世界的对我们的态度啊，我们也不是说要看，如果我们要取悦这个世界呢，我们就不会看重这个事情本身的公义。那这两个人呢，他们实际上做的事情是，他们并没有想去取悦这个世界，他们在看什么是对的，什么是公义的，因为耶稣并没有做任何不对的事，耶稣的死完全不是因为他自己的罪。 我们前面都分享过了，耶稣全然的圣洁，他做了很多很多很好的事情，所以他们在那一刻，这两个人，尼哥底母和约瑟，他们就做了很大胆的，做了应该做的事情，并没有去取悦这个世界。
They didn't care if they lost their position in the government or in the religious council. All they wanted to do was to be right with God.
所以他们在乎的是要和神的关系要和好，所以他们唯一的在乎就是这件事是不是神喜悦的，而不是他在乎是地上的人是不是喜悦他，因为他做这一切呢，去要耶稣的身体埋葬，其实就得罪了整个当时的犹太统治阶层。They
knew that this was wrong, what was happening.
因为他们知道已经发生的事，钉死耶稣这件事情是完全错了。And
they did not consent to it.
然后他们完全不同意这么做。
You know, when we see in the world something being done that's wrong, and we don't say anything, and we don't do anything, it just means with us it's okay. But if we do not consent to it, if we protest against it, we are putting ourselves in a position where God would be happy, and He's saying that we are standing up for what is right. And what is just.
所以我们当我们看见这件事情不对的时候呢，然后我们默认呢，其实是我们表达了我们的一个态度，是我们是支持的。当我们看见这个事情，即便我们不能改变这个结果，我们表示反对，那其实就告诉上帝呢，其实我们是不同意的，我不想跟这个事情有份，这是神喜悦的一个态度。
Maybe in the council they lost their position. Maybe in the Pharisees, Nicodemus lost his position, but they gained a far better position with God.
所以虽然他们在当时可能丢失了他们地上的尊贵的地位，但是他们在神那得到的，在上帝那得到的是远比这个地位更尊贵的东西。They
did this in secret because they were afraid of the Jews. You know, they were seeing Jesus because they were afraid of the Jews. They went to see him, visit him in secret.
Yeah, I know. You mean not this time, before, right?
Before.
Okay. 所以在这之前，其实不管是约瑟还是尼哥底母，他们都是悄悄的跟随耶稣的，他们都不敢公开的来表达自己的这个态度。
But now, they were doing it openly before the whole public, before the governor of the area, and before all the Pharisees, before all the council, they saw what they were doing.
但是在这件事情之后呢，他们就完完全全公开的站出来，在所有的民众面前，在所有的这个当局，这个当政者的面前。
And it's the same thing. When we stand up for Jesus, when we believe and trust in His finished work that He did on the cross, we say to the world that we are dead to the world. We don't care what the world thinks of us. We only care what God thinks of us.
所以当一样的，当我们愿意按照神的道，我们来跟世界来讲的时候，其实就像他们一样，他们其实就向世界宣告，我对世界来说已经死了，我已经不是在跟随世界的那一个人了。
We will see Joseph and Nicodemus in heaven.
我们一定会在天上看见约瑟和尼哥底母。God
honored these two men. Their names are written down in history.
然后上帝 真的给了他们很大的这个荣耀，他们的名字就留在了这个最重要的历史里面。
And God is writing down our stories in His book.
然后上帝也在他的这个册子上在写我们的故事。
Of all the good things that we are doing for Christ in the name of Christ.
然后呢，我们一切愿意顺服神的道的那一切美好的故事，他也在写。
So first of all, we must be seeking. We must be trying to find, seeking for God's righteousness.
所以我们一切的开始都是我们要先寻求神的公义。
And that righteousness we learn from God's word is in His Son. There's nothing that we can do that God would be pleased with us.
所以我们要寻求神的公义，一定要借着耶稣基督他的儿子，因为我们真的靠着自己不能对付我们里面一切的罪。
God will only pardon our sins if we believe that Jesus died for our sins.
上帝只会借着我们相信耶稣替我们死在十字架上来赦免我们的罪，因为我们靠着自己做不到。
Outside of this, there is no forgiveness of sin.
因为在除了耶稣基督受死复活这一个方式以外，我们没有办法去取得上帝对我们罪的赦免，没有其他的道路，只有这一条道路。
And if we don't believe and trust in the finished work of Christ, we will face Him as our judge of all the sins that we committed in our lifetime.
因为我们不相信，不是通过耶稣，相信耶稣替我们死了，付上了赎价这条路呢，我们就只能自己去面对最终的审判，那就是死后最终的审判。我们要去付上这个代价，那是我们没法付的。
God loves the world so much that He provided a way out for us. We had no way out. We had no hope. We had to face God's judgment. A soul that sins must die.
但上帝非常非常愿意拯救这世上的人，但是我们本身是没有指望的，因为我们的罪，所以他，但是呢，是罪的代价又必须要审判，所以他预备了耶稣基督的救恩，借着他的死和复活，让我们可以信靠他，我们从这个审判当中能够逃脱出来。
It's a free gift from God. We don't have to do any works. We don't have to pay any money. And God gives it to us freely because He loves us.
这是一个完全免费的礼物，我们不需要为这个付任何的钱，我们不需要付任何的代价，原因就是因为上帝爱我们。他愿意替这个替我们预备好这个免费的礼物，我们需要的就是相信他去支取这个礼物。
If I loaned Ruth $1 million and she used that money up foolishly and she could not pay me back, and I could see that she cannot pay me back ever, and I just freely say, Ruth, I forgive you, you don't have to pay me that money back, how happy she will be.Because she knows that she can't pay me that $1 million back.
所以你会想象为什么神的孩子会开心？就是比方说我如果我借了Ruth 姊妹100万，然后呢她自己花完了，然后她知道她永远还不起了。然后当她知道我跟她讲 Ruth 我不要你还了，我把你这个债免了，她会有何等的开心呢？
The happiest people in the world are people that have had their sins forgiven by Christ.
最快乐的一群人的立场一定就是那一些相信和知道了自己的一切的罪都被神赦免，而且是在永恒里赦免的那群人，他是最快乐的。
And God says now, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ.
因为上帝说呢，那些在基督里的人就再也不经受审判。
What a wonderful God we are.
这是一个多么好的上帝。
There's something else that I'd like to bring your attention to here this morning.
然后还有一些其他的点我想提醒大家注意的今天上午。
We read about the Lord Jesus, how He completely gave Himself up to fulfill the will of His Father.
因为我们读到了关于耶稣他如何愿意全然把自己献上来实现父赦罪的旨意的这个部分。
He gave himself up completely in life and in death.
他完全给出自己的一切，不但包括生命，也包括他的受死。
Now, There's nothing weaker than death, is there?
也没有什么比死亡更让人软弱的，对不对？
You can do nothing. If your body is separated from your soul, there's nothing you can do. There's no action you can take anymore.
因为地上一切的事你都可以有行动来反应，唯独这个死亡，你的灵和你的肉体分开这件事，你完全不能控制，不是你所能改变的。
But God had his two men there.
然后上帝呢，安排了两个人在这里。
And they took the body and they wrapped it up and laid it in a tomb.
所以上帝安排这两个人呢，把这个尸体裹好，然后放在那个坟墓里。
And so we've seen that was in prediction, a prophecy that was given in the Old Testament.That was fulfilled, that his body would be with the rich in his death.
我们也看见那个在旧约里已经预言的，准确预言的，就是他的身体是如何要安葬。
That's showing God's care for his son.
这个表明呢，其实上帝他是非常在乎他圣子的埋葬这个细节的。
But all through the life of the Lord Jesus, he was completely gave himself up to the care of his father.
然后呢，在耶稣整个一生呢，他其实完全把自己的，生命是交在上帝的看顾里面的。
When he came into the world, he came as a little baby.
因为他当他来到地上的时候，他是以一个小孩子、婴儿的形象来的。
He was born a natural birth.
他是从一个自然的生产里出生的。
And there's.Next to death, the most helpless thing is a human infant.
除了死亡，那最无助的另外一个状态，在人的一生来说，就是自己是婴儿。
It can do nothing for itself.
那婴儿也完全对自己做不了任何事情。
It needs the care of a loving mother.
也婴儿是需要他爱他的母亲所给他的一切的照顾。
And so God's care, we can see when the Lord Jesus.If you go back to Luke chapter 2, where we read there about his coming into the world when he was born.
然后呢，如果我们要更深的了解一下神的看顾，我们刚才看到的是神在死亡的细节上看顾耶稣。那神在耶稣降生上的看顾呢，我们可以再回到路加福音的二章，你会看见神是怎么看顾他的出生的。
So... reread in verses 4-7 if we get along to read that.
路加福音的二章，我们看一下4-7，我帮大家读啊。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
So here we see the very Son of God himself being transported as it were from Nazareth to Bethlehem to fulfill a scripture that he would be born, the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
所以你会看见圣子呢当他耶稣要出生的时候，他会被从拿撒勒运到这个带到伯利恒。原因是什么呢？原因是先知书上指着这件事情有一个很重要的预言，耶稣要生在伯利恒。
So he was carried in the womb of his mother from Nazareth to Bethlehem.
所以他被从拿撒勒一个北方的城带到了伯利恒，南边的城是被他妈妈。从肚子里带过去的。
And then we read in verse 6 that it was the time for the baby to be born.
然后呢，一到伯利恒呢，他就预产期就到了，他要生了。
And she gave birth, verse 7, to her firstborn son.
然后呢，第七节他就生了，玛利亚就在那生了头胎的儿子。
Now we notice her care for him.
然后我们看见了关于这里照顾耶稣的部分。
She wrapped him in clothing.
他用布把他包起来。
And then laid him in a manger.
把他放在一个马槽里。
He was completely dependent upon the care of a mother.
然后他是完全交在一个妈妈的照顾的 这个手里的。
You know, the very one who had created, that God, through the Son, God had created the entire universe.
我们都知道上帝他是创造整个宇宙的上帝，他是借着基督来创造整个宇宙的那么一个神。
We might say the Son is the executive of the Father. He carries out the will of the Father.
我们都可以说呢，上耶稣，基督他是神上帝天父的这个执行者，他把天父的旨意都行出来。
So here, the active person that created the universe is now confined to a manger, wrapped up.Confined in the wrappings of an infant's cover.
所以你会看见创造宇宙万物的那个主，他现在呢取了一个婴儿的形象，被限制在一个布包起来的状态下，被限制在一个马槽里。
It's a picture of the limitations that he took upon himself to come into the world.
这是一个很形象的这个图景，是他把自己放在了一个。给了自己一些限制，放在了一个限制下面。
And he was never completely freed of those constraints.
然后呢，他也完全没有在能够解开这些这个在身上的限制，因为他作为有肉体的人，他就会有很大的限制。
All through his life, he said, "I came to do the will of my Father."
因为他整个一生，他说我来是要。实现父亲的旨意。
I came not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me.
我来不是来做，来实现我的意思，我要来，按照我父亲的意思行，就是上帝的意思行。
And so you could say he, throughout his life, he was constrained by one thing, and that was to fulfill God's will for his purpose on earth.
然后他把自己的生命全部交在了父的手里，这是他自己。自我约束的第一件事情。
And he was cared for. God cared for him every step of the way.
然后同时呢，上帝也看顾他一切，在他每一步的过程当中，上帝都看顾他。
You know, we read there also in Luke chapter 23 about some women who had come with Jesus from Galilee, verse 55.
然后呢，在二十三章五十五节的时候，我们也看见有一些妇女也同那个耶稣同来的妇女也跟在他后面。
And they had followed Joseph and saw the tomb and how his body was laid in it.
然后他们就跟随了那个约瑟来看他们到底是在哪里安葬耶稣的。
Now these women, they were women that had followed him, it says, from Galilee. They were Galilean women.
然后呢这里这些呢是加利利来的妇女哈。
Go back to Luke chapter 8, if you would, please. And Luke chapter 8.
路加福音，我们看一下路加福音的八章。
And we read verses, if you don't mind, verses 1 to 3. I'll get,
okay. 对，路加福音的八章一节到三节，我帮大家读一下哈。过了不多日，耶稣周游各城各乡传道，宣讲神国的福音。和他同去的有十二个门徒，还有被恶鬼所附、被疾病所累、已经治好的几个妇女。内中有称为抹大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从他身上赶出来，又有西律的加宰、苦萨的妻子约雅拿，并苏撒拿和好些别的妇女，都是用自己的财物供给耶稣和门徒。
Now there were many women.That accompanied the Lord Jesus.
当时是有很多的妇女是在后面跟随耶稣的。
These three are mentioned.
这三个呢是被提到的。
As being very prominent women.
是三个非常突出的妇女。
These were women of means as well, wealth, probably very wealthy women.
那同时呢，他们很可能还是有很大财富支持的，比较有钱的妇女。
It says they ministered to the Lord Jesus. They helped to support him out of their own means.
然后他们是用自己的财物来供给耶稣。
You see, God had prepared the hearts of these women to support the ministry of the Lord Jesus.
上帝也预备了这些妇女的心，让他们有一颗愿意去支持耶稣服事的从财务上支持他的心。
His ministry in his last 3.5 years was so intense that there was no time for him to work for his own livelihood.
所以在耶稣最后三年半上十字架之前的三年半的服事是如此的高密度高强度，他是不可能能有时间为自己的生计来做工来养活自己的。
As well, four of his disciples were fishermen.
所以他的门徒当中的四个都是渔夫啊。
And the Lord had told them to leave their nets and leave their boats and come and follow him. And he would make them fishers of men.
然后呢耶稣当呼召这四个渔夫的时候都说什么，放下你的网，放下你的船，我让你们得人如得鱼。都把他们从那个他们原来的那个状态下带出来。
So how did God provide for his servants to continue their ministry?
然后上帝怎么样来带领他的仆人们来持续做他们的工呢？
Among the ways, the chief ways was through these women.
然后在很多的方法当中，一个很主要的方式呢，就是来通过这些有感动的妇女来支持他们。
They had given up everything, as it were, for the Lord Jesus.
然后他们给了很多，他们能给的给到耶稣基督。
And they're very much interested in what had taken place here.
然后他们也很想知道后面耶稣会怎么样，所以他们会跟着。
They were at the cross. We read in verse 49. If you just go back a few verses,
如果我们看回到23章，我们看回到49节，你就看见，其实，在十字架的耶稣钉死十字架的时候，他们就远远的站在那里。
They again were following him, and it says here, but all those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee.Stood at a distance watching these things.
然后呢，他们在耶稣埋葬的时候，他们还是远远的跟着来看到底最后怎么样。
And again, it's mentioned in verse 55, the women who had come with Jesus from Galilee.
然后五十五节呢，那些就从加利利和耶稣同来的妇女就跟在后面。
It's a wonderful thing to be numbered among those that accompanied that follow the Lord Jesus.
所以非常，这是个非常美好的事，就是你是会算在那些一直跟随耶稣基督那些妇女里面当中一个哈，那是很荣幸的。
To the world, the people would call them fools.
对世界来说呢，人们会觉得他们是傻瓜。
You're wasting your time and resources. What are you doing running after this man that has no hope of being anything?
大家会觉得你这跟随一个完全没有希望的一个人跟在他后面，你是浪费时间，浪费钱。
Well, all those people that criticized those women, where are they now?
那些所有指责、嘲笑那些妇女的那些人，现在在哪呢？
And here, twice in a few verses here, we find God's commendation of these very women.
然后在这几节经文里，我们会看见上帝对这些妇女的这个表扬啊。
And of course, when we get to heaven, can you imagine the commendation of the Lord Jesus, especially to these ladies.
然后在天上，你能想到，特别的耶稣对这些妇女的这个赞扬，你能想到
？As a matter of fact, he wouldn't wait till heaven.
甚至他不需要等到在天上才能看到、听到耶稣的表扬。
We read that in a couple of days at the resurrection, the Lord Jesus actually appeared to these women.
我们等会儿会读到。就在这个埋葬之后的几天以后，耶稣就向这些妇女们亲身显现了。
And they occupy a special place in the testimony of the risen Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他们在见证耶稣复活的这个特别重要的事情上，这些妇女们也占据了特别重要的地位，是他们见证。
We'll see that after the break when we look at the resurrection morning.
然后呢，我们在。休息之后呢，我们会看关于复活和见证的这些妇女见证的事情。
But until then, they didn't know about the resurrection.
但是直到那个时刻，在我们现在这个点上的那些妇女其实不知道复活这件事情。
Their mood was very, 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 very bad.
他们的心情是非常非常糟糕的。
They had lost their hopes. Everything that they had hoped for was now their worlds were turned upside down.
他们已经失去了他们的盼望，他们一直所盼望的那个世界，要来的世界，其实现在已经颠覆了，它完全没有了。
Hadn't the prophets spoken about the Messiah coming? that he would demonstrate his powers in this world and then he would take his kingdom?
他们不是一直在盼望那个弥赛亚来吗？来了，他们不是盼望他这个国度要建立吗？ 为什么这个弥赛亚死了呢？
And they thought that it was him.
他们就相信这耶稣就是弥赛亚。
That was going to redeem Israel.
然后这个耶稣就是要来把以色列从苦难当中救出来的。
In chapter 24, we read about the way that they were thinking.
我们从24章会看到一点他们的想法。
And verse 24 and verse 21. This was their hope. Verse 21.
24章21节, 这是他们的盼望。
But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel.
但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他，就是耶稣。
And what is more, it's the third day since this all took place.
不但如此，这件事成就，现在已经三天了，就耶稣已经死了三天了。
You see, their mood was very, very black, you might say. Their hopes were dashed.
所以你会看见他们的心情是非常非常灰暗的，他们的盼望是失去了，他没有盼望。
And the only thing that I think sustained them was the memory of the love that he had for them individually.
然后我觉得呢，唯一能够支持他们在当时，就是什么？就是他们对神的爱，对耶稣的爱。
Oh, how those women loved him in return.
然后他们在一路跟随耶稣的过程当中，那经历的爱和回忆是支持他们唯一的力量。
And no doubt with one heart, they said to themselves, let's buy some spices. And when the Sabbath is passed, let's go and anoint the body of our beloved Messiah.
所以他们同心合一地说呢，我们要买一些沉香，让我们去在安息日过了之后，我们要再去告我们的主。
You see, they still believed that at the end of the age there would be a resurrection. And that's when they thought they would have to wait. They would no longer see it in their own lifetimes.
他们依然相信在末日的时候有复活，这是他们在当时能够盼望的。
It was still a hope, the hope of the living, but it wouldn't be in their lifetime.
他们依然有永生的活的盼望，但是他们不知道在他们的活着的那个时候就会发生事情。
But at least what they could do is they could anoint the blessed body that the Lord Jesus used as his vehicle here on earth.
所以他们能做的在当时就是再去膏那个耶稣基督的身体。
So Joseph and Arimathea, as they're transporting the body to the tomb, the women follow.
所以当亚利马太的约瑟把身体挪到坟墓里去的时候，那些妇女就远远地跟着。
Notice in verse 55, it says they saw the tomb.
所以55节你要记得他讲到了他们看见了坟墓。
The word there in the Greek has the idea of they looked at it very intently.
所以在希腊文的原文里面，它是表达了一层意思，就是那些妇女是远远的、很仔细的看，看准了，是这个意思。
Now, some skeptics have put it that the women did not, when they came back the next day and they found the tomb empty, that they came back to the wrong tomb.
所以有的质疑耶稣复活的一些质疑的观点呢，当中之一就会就这么说，是那些妇女呢回去去错地方了，因为她不记得那个当时那个埋的那个墓在哪里，所以他们回去走错路了，走到一个空坟墓那里去了。
Not the next day, it would be the day following the first day.
就是第三天的时候，就是那些妇女再要回去。 在告耶稣的时候说他走错了，事实上是不是的，这里讲得非常清楚，他看得很清楚。But
the scripture tells us very carefully that they saw the tomb. It was more than one witness. One person you could say might make a mistake, but not the whole number. And especially with the interest that they had in the one who was being buried.
所以这里经文上讲得非常清楚，不是一个人，如果一个人你还可以说他看错了，是一群人。 一群妇女在后面，而且是他们有一颗心要去高耶稣的，所以他们看那个坟墓一定是看准的。
And so they saw the tomb and they watched very carefully at how Joseph and Nicodemus were wrapping the body of the Lord Jesus in those spices.
所以他们看见了那个坟墓，也看了约瑟和尼哥底母是怎么样仔细的把那个身体在那个墓里安放的。
And so before it got dark, they went home that night.
所以在天黑之前，他们要赶紧回去。
They prepare spices and perfumes.
他们回去预备了香料和香膏。
And they want to anoint the body and pay their last respects.
然后他们想去，在安息日之后去膏耶稣，来付上他们最终的尊敬的心。
To the one who had loved them.
去给那个爱他们的那个人。
And whom they loved with all their hearts.
以及那个他们用全心爱的人。
So they rest on the Sabbath in obedience to the commandment.
所以他们在安息日遵着神的诫命安息了。
So, from the Friday evening to the Saturday evening, they would rest. And then early on the first day of the week, they would take their spices that they had prepared and hurry to the tomb that they might pay their last respects to their Lord.
所以在星期五的晚上到星期六的晚上，这个是犹太人的安息日，就是星期六。那个一整天他们是不做工的，他们就安息了。所以在星期天的一早，也是一周的第一天的一早，那他们就带着香料和香膏要去膏他们的主。
And are they ever in for a big surprise?
然后他们要去预备看见一个特别大的意外的事情。Something
would happen that would change their lives and has been changing people's lives ever since.
然后他们要碰到的事情不但改变了他们的生命，也要改变这之后所有人的生命。
The resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督的复活。Well,
we'll
take a break. 我们先茶歇一段时间，然后我们再继续。我们一起祷告。 哈利路亚，亲爱的父，我们谢谢您，让我明白您的真理，让我明白耶稣的埋葬是何等的重要。因为我们的老我也和他一同埋葬，我们也一同向着世界告别了，就如同我们在受洗的时候，我们进到水里预表着我们的死，当我们从水里出来的时候，我们就重生了。父啊，也求您继续的带领我们，让我们明白。 那耶稣复活对我们是何等的重要，让我们明白我们所相信的是一个已经复活，蛮有能力，对我们蛮有怜悯和爱的主，父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食，祝福我们在座的每一位，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。